Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman. I'm Avram Goldhar, and today we're Zekhus Megillah, Daf Hey, the first Perek Megillah Nikres. The Zikhu Mesechus Megillah program has been generously sponsored by the Queen's Zikhu Chabura. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Be'ela Amru Makdimin V'lo Ma'acharin. It was with these times, referring to the Megillah reading, the Chami said that we can push forward to an earlier day, but not delay until a later day. Avozman Atze Kohanim V'tisha Ba'av Chagig V'hakel Ma'acharin V'lo Makdimin. But with regard to the wood offering of the Kohanim, Tisha B'Av, the Chagiga, and the Mitzvah of Hakel, the times are delayed later and not pushed earlier. The Gemara explains that Tisha B'Av is not brought forward to an earlier day, Akdumi Paranas L'Makadme, because we do not push earlier the commemoration of a tragedy. The Chagiga and Hakel are also not brought earlier, Mishum Dakatilu Matiz Man Chiyuvayu, because the time of their Chiyuv has not yet come. Point number two, Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Natan Netiyah B'Purim, Rabbi planted a shoot on Purim. He bathed on the market day of Sippur on Shiva Sarba Tammuz, and he wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av, but the Chamim did not agree with him. The Gemara explains that he wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av when it fell on Shabbos, since it was pushed off, it should be pushed off altogether. The Gemara asks how Rebbe could plan, given that it was taught that when the Pasuk states regarding Purim Yantav, it teaches that it's forbidden to do Malach, and it brings three answers. The second answer is brought by Rabbi Breda Rava, who said, Hesbet V'Tanis Kabil Alayu, Malach Lo Kabil Alayu, that the Jews accepted upon themselves the prohibitions of giving a hesped and fasting on Purim, but they did not accept the prohibition of doing malacha. We see this, for before the Jews accepted Purim, it's written, Simcha u'mishta v'yomtav, Simcha and feasting and yomtav. But later, after they accepted it, it's written, Lasos osim yemei mishta v'simcha ve'el yomtav l'ksiv, to make them days of fasting and simcha, and the term yomtav is not written. And point number three, the Gemara writes that Chizkiah read the Megillah in Tveria on both the 14th and 15th, because he was in doubt whether it was surrounded by a wall in the days of Yeshua ben Nun or not. Once the Gemara determines that it was known that Tveria was a walled city in the times of Yeshua, it clarifies that Chizkiah was uncertain because one side was bordered by a wall of water, and he wasn't sure if it was considered a wall. The Gemara further clarifies that while an actual wall must surround a city with regard to the dinim of Bat Yerichoma, redeeming houses in walled cities, he was in doubt regarding Kriyas Megillah. My prazim, my mukafin. What is considered an unwalled city and what is considered a walled city? Is mishum dahani migu bahani womigu that unwalled cities are exposed and walled cities are not exposed, in which case the very is exposed and is considered unwalled? Or is mishum dahani mignu bahani womignu? Is it because walled cities are shielded and unwalled cities are not shielded? In which case, Tveria is considered a wall because the water acts as a barrier. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Be'ilu Amru Makdim V'lo Ma'acharin. It was with these times, referring to the Megillah reading, the Chami said we can push forward to an earlier day, but not delay until a later day. Avazman Atze Kohanim V'Tisha B'Av Chagig V'Hakka Ma'acharin V'lo Makdim. But with regard to the wood offering of the Kohanim, Tisha B'Av, the Chagig, and the Mitzvah Hakel, the times are delayed later and not pushed earlier. The Gemara explains that Tisha B'Av is not brought forward to an earlier day, Akdumi Paranus L'Makadme, because we do not push earlier the commemoration of a tragedy. The Chagig and Hakel are also not brought earlier, Mishum Da'akati U'matazman Chiyuvayu, because the time of their Chiyuv has not yet come. Point number two, Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Natan Netiyah B'Purim. Rabbi planted a shoot on Purim. He bathed on the market day of Tzipuri, on Shiva Sarba Tammuz, and he wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av, but the Chamim did not agree with him. The Gemara explains that he wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av when it fell on Shabbos, since it was pushed off, it should be pushed off altogether. The Gemara asks how Rebbe could plant, given that it was taught that when the Pasuk states regarding Purim, Yom Tov, it teaches that it's forbidden to do Malach, and it brings three answers. The second answer is brought by Rabbi Breda Rava, who said, Hesbet V'Tanis Kabil Alayu, Malach Lo Kabil Alayu, that the Jews accepted upon themselves the prohibitions of giving a hesbet and fasting on Purim, but they did not accept the prohibition of doing Malach. We see this, for before the Jews accepted Purim, it was written, Simcha U'mishta V'Yom Tov, Simcha and feasting and Yom Tov. But later, after they accepted it, it's written, Lasos osam yemei mishta v'simcha, to make them days of feasting and simcha, ve'el yomtav l'ksiv, and the term yomtav is not written. And pointing me through, the Gemara relates that Chizkiah read the Megillah in Tveria on both the 14th and 15th of Adar, because he had a suffolk whether it was surrounded by a wall in the days of Yeshua ben Nun or not. Once the Gemara determines that it was known that Tveria was a walled city in the times of Yeshua, it clarifies that Chizkiah was uncertain because one side was bordered by a wall of water, and he wasn't sure if that was considered a wall. The Gemara further clarifies that while an actual wall must surround a city with regard to the dinim of Bat Yerichoma, redeeming houses in walled cities, he was in doubt regarding Kriyas HaMegillah. My prazim and my mukafim. What is considered an unwalled city and what is considered a walled city? Is it mishum dahani migu bahani lo migu that unwalled cities are exposed and walled cities are not exposed, in which case Tveria is exposed and it's considered unwalled? Or is it mishum dahani migu bahani lo migu because walled cities are shielded and unwalled cities are not shielded, in which case Tiberi is considered walled because the water acts as a barrier. All right, so now we go to our simmer daf hay, and our standard simmon is hay, like a haystack. So here goes. The low haystacks that had not been used to sit on since the Shabbos Tisha B'Av was pushed to a Sunday were being used by a group of Jews while they planted shoots and did malacha on Purim in the city of Tiberia, where one side of the walled city was bordered by the water of the Kinneret. Once again in slow motion. The low haystacks, that must be more in daf hay. The low haystacks that had not been used to sit on since the Shabbos Tisha B'Av was pushed to a Sunday, which reminds us that while the Megillah reading cannot be pushed later, after the dates given for its reading, the Zman Atzei Kohanim, Tisha B'Av, Chagig, and Hakel are delayed later and not brought earlier. Tisha B'Av because we don't push earlier the commemoration of a tragedy, and the others because the time of their Chiyuv has not yet happened. So, the low haystacks that had not been used to sit on, since the Shabbos Tisha B'Av was pushed to a Sunday, were being used by a group of Jews while they planted shoots and did malacha on Purim. Which reminds us, Rebbe planted a shoot on Purim because the Jews never accepted the Yom Tov aspect of Purim to forbid doing malacha. So, the low haystacks that had not been used to sit on, since the Shabbos Tisha B'Av was pushed to a Sunday, were being used by a group of Jews while they planted shoots and did malacha on Purim in the city of Tiberia, where one side of the walled city was bordered by the water of the Kinneret. Which reminds us that Chizkiah read the Megillah in Tiberia on the 14th and the 15th, because he had a suffix of one side of the walled city of Tiberia, which was open to the water, was considered a wall regarding Purim. Is the purpose of the wall to not expose the city, in which case Tiberia was exposed and therefore considered an unwalled city, or is it to protect the city, in which case the water does act as a barrier and Tiberia is considered walled? So once again, the low haystacks that had not been used to sit on since the Shabbos Tisha B'Av was pushed to a Sunday were being used by a group of Jews while they planted shoots and did malacha on Purim in the city of Tiberia, where one side of the walled city was bordered by the water of the Kinneret. All right, now it's time for four blah ba'ach hazara. Daf Ramadov. So the simmer Daf Ramadov is a judge because it relates to the word law. So here goes. After the judges, that must mean one daf lamed aleph, law. After the judges completed determining that all the white garments on the rack that were to be worn by the young maidens were borrowed, which reminds us that the Mishnah on Daf Chavvav Amud Beis stated regarding Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, that they are days when the young maidens of Yerushalayim would go out dressed in white borrowed garments so as not to embarrass someone who did not have one. On this Daf, the Gemara brings a brisa of which daughter would borrow from whom, such as the Melech's daughter would borrow from the Kohen Gadol's daughter. So, after the judges completed determining that all the white garments on the rack that were to be worn by the young maidens were borrowed and included tags with the written message each girl was to say to the man, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brice that teaches what the young maidens would say to the men who came out to find a wife. So, after the judges completed determining that all the white garments on the rack that were to be worn by the young maidens were borrowed and included tags with the written message each girl was to say to the men, they sat down in a circle together and davened for the future salvation, which reminds us that in the future, Kodesh Baruch Hu will make a circle for the tzaddikim, and he will sit between them in the middle of a circle in Gan Eden, and each one of them will point with his finger towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it says in the Pasuk, he should say on that day, behold, this is our God, we hope to him, and he saved us, this is Hashem to whom we hope for, Nagiyo v'nismachav Yeshua, so let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. Daf Beis, so the Simmer Daf Beis is a house, so here goes. The mobile Megillah reading house, that must be one Daf Beis, bias. The mobile Megillah reading house, which was opened from the 11th to the 15th of Adar, which reminds us that two different psukim are brought as a source that the Megillah is read on other days besides the 14th and 15th of Adar. Either it's from Bizmanehem, in their times, or from the pasuk Ki Yamim Asher Nachu Behem HaYehudim, like on the days that the Jews rested, referring to the 14th and 15th, when the Jews rested from their enemies, Yamim Ki Yamim, by writing like the days, the pasuk's teaching that there are other days like the days mentioned in the pasuk. So, the mobile Megillah reading house, which was opened from the 11th to the 15th of Adar, and traveled between unwalled cities and walled cities on the 14th and 15th, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source for how we know the Megillah is read in Krakim and Mukafim Chomim Yemos Yeshua Ben Nun on the 15th, from the fact that the Ari Prazos read it on the 14th. And then it brings the Hekesh of Zechira to Asiya to teach that just as the cities that are surrounded by walls celebrate on the 15th, they also recall the Nais by reading the Megillah on the 15th. So, the mobile Megillah reading house, which was opened from the 11th to the 15th of Adar, and traveled between unwalled cities and walled cities on the 14th and 15th, had its name written on the side of it, with an open mem written at the beginning and a closed samech written at the end. Which reminds us that the forms of the letters at Menatzbach did exist at the time of Har Sinai, but it was forgotten which form comes in the middle of a word and which one comes at the end. Therefore, the Nevi'im reestablished where to write each form. Daf Gimel. So the Simur Daf Gimel is a Gamal, a camel. So here goes. The caravan of camels, camels. That must be more in Daf Gimel, Gamal. The caravan of camels struggling to stay standing as the ground beneath them shook, which reminds us that the ground shook when Yonos and Uziel composed the Targum of Avim, and the Baskel came out and said, Mihu zeh, shegilas esrayel v'nei Adam, who is this that has revealed my secrets in v'nei Adam? And that Yonos and Uziel responded that he didn't do it for his honor, but for Hashem's honor, so machlokes should not increase in Yisrael. So the caravan of camels struggling to stay standing as the ground beneath them shook, carrying Kohanim Levim and Talmid Chachamim to hear the Megillah, which reminds us that the Yeshiva Rebbe learned at Kal Vachomer that since we're Mavatl the Avodah for Kohanim Levim to go here, creates a Megillah, then Kal Vachomer, that Talmid Chachamim must leave their learning to hear it. And that the case with the Yeshua, who was rebuked by a Malch for being Mavatl Talmud Torah, instead of his being Mavatl the afternoon Talmud, was different because that involved the Talmud Torah of the Rabbim. So the caravan of camels struggling to stay standing as the ground beneath them shook, carrying Kohanim Levim and Talmid Chachamim to hear the Megillah, were heading towards the town on top of the mountain that had a reading on the 15th, like the walled city off in the distance. Which reminds us, a walled city and all that is near it and everything that can be seen with it is judged as a walled city. A Tana taught that all that is required is one of these conditions to be judged as a walled city. A case of a town seen from the city, even though it's not close, is when you have a town on top of a mountain, and a case of an open town that's near the city but cannot be seen with it is when the town is located in a valley. In such a case, the city cannot see the town. Daf Dalet. So the Simur Daf Dalet is a Dalet, is a door. So here goes. The woman Chayv and Kriyas and Megillah who are coming in through the pink doors, doors? That must be more on Daf Dalet. The woman Chayv and Kriyas HaMegillah, who were coming in through the pink doors to hear a Shir on Purim, since the 15th was Shabbos, which reminds us that women were also Chayv and Kriyas HaMegillah because they were also part of the Nase. And if Purim falls on Shabbos when the Megillah is not read, we have Shiurim on the topic of the day. So, the woman Chayv and Kriyas HaMegillah, who were coming in through the pink doors to hear a Shir on Purim, since the 15th was Shabbos, were chatting how they loved hearing the Megillah read twice the day before, which reminds us a person's chayv to read the Megillah the night of Purim and repeat it the following day. So the woman chayv and kriyas HaMegillah, who were coming in through the pink doors to hear a shir on Purim, since the 15th was Shabbos, were chatting how they loved hearing the Megillah read twice the day before, while their friends in unwalled towns had to hear it read a day earlier, on Thursday the 13th. Which reminds us there's a machlokes when unwalled towns read the Megillah when the 15th falls on Shabbos. Do they read it on Friday, which is the 14th, the typical day they read the Megillah, or do they read it on Thursday the 13th, because they typically read the Megillah the day before it's read in walled cities, which in this case would read it on Friday. Alright, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.